Welcome to Connected Roots, educational insights for a better world. This podcast is a collective effort brought to you by the Humane Education Coalition. Connected Roots features inspiring interviews and stories from experts in the field of humane education. I'm your host, Megan Moon, president and founder of the Humane Education Coalition. We are an international alliance for collective impact. Our mission is to advance the field of humane education for the betterment of all living things. We collaborate with partners in the human rights, environmental ethics, and animal protection sectors to achieve common goals, support their work, and foster respect and compassion among their constituents. Learn more at hecoalition.org. On episode 5, we welcome Nicole Forsyth, president and CEO of Red Rover. The mission of Red Rover is to bring animals out of crisis and strengthen the bond between people and animals through emergency sheltering, disaster relief services, financial assistance, and education. Using innovative solutions to prevent animal cruelty and neglect, Red Rover is educating youth and building a more compassionate future through the power of empathy, resilience, and the human-animal bond. Nicole, thanks so much for joining us today on Connected Roots.
Thanks for having me on.
So Red Rover provides a wide range of services and programs around North America. Could you briefly describe the organization's background and what you do for those who may be unfamiliar with Red Rover's work?
Yeah, so we've been around over 30 years, and we're kind of like the American Red Cross for animals. So we provide temporary sheltering operations and other types of crisis intervention when animals and people are in crisis together, as well as helping animals from large-scale cruelty situations such as puppy mills or dog fighting. And then we're also trying to really strengthen the human-animal bond. So looking for ways to reach children when they're, you know, really young so that they can develop much more positive relationships with animals and prevent some of the neglect and cruelty we see as they become adults.
That's great. Tell me more about Red Rover readers. Having taken the training course myself, I know what a valuable professional development opportunity it is for all types of educators. Could you perhaps summarize the program and maybe how our listeners can get involved with it?
Sure. Well, we developed this program. You know, there's so many great shelter-based programs that look at causes of pet overpopulation and really try to educate children about some of the issues pertaining to shelters specifically. And we were really stepping back and trying to look at developing a program that could be integrated into schools, for one. That became really important to me as I was looking at the history of humane education. I want something that can be sustainable and that teachers can do themselves, that it's taken very seriously, and that it becomes part of a school's regular curriculum. So with that in mind, you know, we looked at developing curriculum that could integrate into schools and that would try to get at the root causes of animal cruelty and neglect. And from the research that I did, it really seemed like empathy was key. So we intentionally developed a program that could help children at a pretty young age, and we specifically looked at what age is the best for this, to develop skills that are necessary for empathy. So our program trains teachers. We also train volunteers as well, but we're really prioritizing the teachers just because we want to get them to be able to do it year after year after year. We love training volunteers though, so we continue doing both. The idea is we train them on how to use stories, which are things that are in the classroom already. You know, they have to teach literature, they have to teach reading and literacy. So stories are a great tool because they're already there, but they're also really good for teaching perspective-taking skills, which are the cognitive piece of empathy. So when you have a story, you have to imagine what the behaviors and emotions of characters, you know, what they're going through in order to understand the story, which is really part of empathy. And so we began with stories, and we were looking for stories that were illustrated because we also know that part of empathy is to be able to understand the behaviors that someone is seeing or experiencing. And if someone doesn't understand animal behavior, they're not going to be able to understand that an animal might be excited and wants to play, or is about to bite, or is scared, or if they don't grow up around animals and they haven't been taught the types of emotions animals can feel, they're not going to feel empathy for them. So we really needed to use illustrated books that show animal behavior as accurately as possible. And that's sometimes challenging with children's literature, but we think we found a set of books that work really well for this. We start with these books. We start with animal behavior that's illustrated. And then we ask very specific questions. And this is where a lot of the training for the teachers comes in. The questions have to be open-ended, at least when you're trying to elicit empathy. They have to be open-ended enough for the children to really use their own experiences, their prior knowledge, their prior experiences, and their own affective or emotional responses to the story. Because if they're not genuinely responding with their own emotional experience, it's not getting in deep enough and it's not eliciting the true empathetic response. So the questions are very intentionally designed to make sure that they're open-ended and that the kids can really think for themselves. So for example, you're going to have Buddy Unchained, which is a great story of a dog that's been chained up and left alone. And he's clearly sad from the illustrations and lonely and scared. And so we show the pictures to the children and we don't say that we think Buddy is scared. We just show the illustrations and we read the story and we ask the children, you know, how do you think Buddy feels in this picture and how can you tell? And so the children as a peer group have to look at the illustrations and figure out how, you know, how the dog is feeling. And if they don't know, there's always another peer in the classroom that does know. Oh, he's sad. His eyes look almost closed. His ears are back. His ears are down. His body is hunched. His tail is tucked. The kids pick up these observations. And so the other kids who maybe don't know animal behavior as well learn from their peers, which is a great way for this kind of topic to be learned too amongst the peers. So, you know, we teach the teachers how to use these specific curriculum and these specific question strategies to elicit empathy. There's additional activities that go along with this to reinforce what they've learned and to facilitate some group work and group discussion and team building and a lot of other social and emotional learning skills that schools are increasingly understanding are very, very important for kids. It's not just about the academics, but children have a hard time learning if they're not getting along with their peers. And so part of our program also integrates some of the social emotional learning that is becoming more and more known and increasingly looked for among schools and educators. And so that's what we train the teachers. We have an online training that we do for humane educators and teachers on how to use the curriculum. We also go to schools and we'll do professional development trainings and services. So there's multiple ways to access the program and the curriculum.
So let's talk for a minute about the Empathy app. That's a newer project Red Rover has developed. First, what is it? And how does the Empathy app address some of those pressing societal challenges like animal cruelty and social justice issues?
What's great about the app is it's kind of a little bit like our Red Rover Readers program in that it has the same types of questions and the same philosophy of really helping the kids understand the animal behavior and the emotions that they're seeing. But it's really designed for parents. So this is more of an at-home app. It's a story. It's illustrated. It's a graphic novel. It's called The Restricted Adventures of Raja. The idea was to make an app and a story that kids who maybe didn't like animals would have the same chance of finding. So really trying to get to those kids who maybe have negative views of animals and having it more of just an adventure story with kind of a superhero, almost sci-fi storyline would help kids be able to find a story appealing without being overtly being told this is about animals and how you're supposed to be kind to them. So it's really more of a superhero story. And what's nice about that is it also kind of extends to more of a general message that, you know, being a superhero, being this like rescuer of just humans and animals together at the same time was a really positive message to send. And so by doing a lot of the same things in the Readers program, you know, really helping kids develop empathy skills, but doing it kind of on their own in an app, hopefully with their parents facilitating, but they can do it on their own as well. They learn some of these basic skills for developing empathy, both for humans and animals, to make society a more compassionate place and really inspire kids to want to make their community better. So the overall story is really about making a more compassionate and connected society.
Mm-hmm. So I know Red Rover also recently adopted Kind News magazine from the Humane Society of the United States. And for those who are familiar with Kind News and its legacy, we know what a valuable humane education resource it is for classrooms nationwide and beyond. What can listeners find in each issue? And how do you think Kind News helps students become more empathetic?
We're so excited to have Kind News because, again, it's just, you know, one more resource for teachers to use in classrooms as well as in homes. It's pretty similar to what Kind News used to be as far as the kinds of articles. We have incorporated a little bit more of our Red Rover Readers style. So some of the questions that we ask the kids are now open-ended. We still have the To the Rescue articles, for example. The one that's going to be coming out for September and October has a pig named Hank in it. And Hank was rescued from Riverside, California. He was being kept in this junkyard with dogs. So he was undergoing a lot of stress, was being kind of attacked and wasn't getting enough food. You know, we tell people the story about this pig, Hank, and then we ask questions like, you know, how do you think Hank felt when he was living in the junkyard? So we're just incorporating some of the same readers' questions and encouraging the kids to really think for themselves about how they think animals should be treated in society. So some of the same kinds of things that our readers program does, except it expands. We have a lot more. We have the Humane Hero column, which really gets into both children and adults who have gone above and beyond to help animals. We're really trying to inspire children through the content to want to make some change, even really, really tiny, small things like playing with their own pet more could be a huge thing, or making some fun toys for bunnies and bringing them to a shelter. So really trying to get kids involved with a lot of different ideas. There's hands-on activities. We do focus a lot on animal emotions and animal behavior because, again, how critical we feel that is to children being able to understand animals and develop empathy for them. So there's a lot of things about animal behavior and emotions. We connect the app to it as much as possible just because the main character, Raja, is a fun, you know, cartoon character that we think appeals well to children. And so there's a lot of features about Raja and things that Raja has learned or wants to share. We have some different columns called The Amazing World that helps kind of branch where we have people and humans interacting with wildlife. So a lot of Kind News is about not just companion animals, but other animals. But usually there's some sort of connection we have to them. So they're either in our community or there's a potential to interact with them in a certain way. And so we try to address some of those human-animal interactions that we might be experiencing with wildlife. It's been really exciting to develop that, and we're hoping to see that grow. There's two reading levels now, Kind News, which is more for the older kids, and then the Kind News Junior, which is for the younger kids. And people can go to kindnews.org if they want to learn how to subscribe or get classroom subscriptions. We offer discounts to animal shelters and humane education programs, so it's a great way to develop a humane education program right from the magazine.
Great. I know I speak for many humane educators when I say that Red Rover's programs are a significant contribution to the field of humane education. How do you think your work has made a difference in the lives of educators and the children they teach?
That's such a great question. You know, what's really fun about doing the workshops, I've been able to co-teach a lot of the workshops myself, which I just love because I was a former teacher. So I love whenever I get to do this. And, you know, when I see the light bulbs go off in educators' minds when they see how engaging this is, because they themselves get wrapped up in the workshop because we use a lot of the same techniques in the workshop that we would use with kids. So it's kind of fun to see all of a sudden these educators sort of turn into almost, you know, almost childlike in their excitement because they realize it's a huge shift from giving information to really having the student be an active participant in their own emotional connection to material. And the amount of engagement you get when you genuinely listen to a child and when the facilitator really wants to know what that kid thinks and feels, the kids can feel it, you know, and even the educators taking the workshop can feel it. And there's quite a bit of light bulb moments that go on. You know, some teachers tell us that they can't believe they didn't get this information when they were going through their teacher training programs, that, you know, a lot of the question techniques and the tips we give as far as, you know, genuinely listening to kids and importance of letting go of control and letting the kids tell you what they're experiencing, even if those are personal stories, it's pretty powerful to see. And the teachers are just amazed at how engaged and what they learn about their kids, the kids' personal lives, how much more connected they feel to their kids, how much more connected the kids are with each other, their classmates. It's some pretty profound, meaningful interactions that they then go and use in their other subjects and their other interactions with kids throughout their day. So that to me is pretty profound, just to see that shift in how we teach and how we let kids be the center of some of this learning. It's pretty powerful to see both on the kids' side and on the teachers and educators' side.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Nicole, it's been a pleasure spending some time with you, and I look forward to the many ways we can collaborate in the future.
Yes, we hope that it's possible for us to make, you know, as much of our training and resources and the lessons learned that we can share with others. You know, even if people just take pieces of what we have, you know, we're definitely very open to collaborating and finding ways to help spread consistent messages across the country about why kindness matters and why, you know, the human-animal bond is important, and just how it relates even to how we get along with others. There's so many links there, and I think that's going to be a really exciting thing to look at as this movement evolves.
Learn more about Red Rover by visiting their website at redrover.org. You can also find them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at the handle redrover.org. And be sure to follow Kind News on Facebook at the handle Kind News Magazine. This concludes our episode of Connected Roots. Thanks for tuning in. Visit or subscribe to our podcast at hecoalition.org/podcast for news, heartfelt stories, educational experiences, and magical moments of kindness from changemakers around the world. Please also consider sponsoring our podcast. Your sponsorship allows us to continue this educational program for our global network of listeners who rely on the resources we share. Visit hecoalition.org/give for details. Thanks again for listening to Connected Roots, and thank you for all you do to create a more compassionate, just, and sustainable world.